Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to African Renaissance Music Show with me, your host, Mercy, where I play Zimbabwean and African music.
Welcome to the African Renaissance with Mercy Munatsi.
This is the African Renaissance on Plains Media, broadcasting across Canterbury on 96.9 FM, live streaming and available to the world as a podcast on plains.org.nz. So today is a special program because there's been a lot that has been happening, and there's a man that is always making news headlines whenever he has a show. I'm sure there's no prize for guessing for all of us who come from Zimbabwe. So we are talking about Winky D. Winky D released an album this week. He's been putting out a lot of music. I think this album has got 16 songs. But before that, he had a show this weekend, and it was as controversial as ever. So today I've got someone who's going to discuss that with me, the album, the show that has just happened this weekend. But before we go to my guest, I will play you a song from Winky D's new album, and it's called Sorry Love.
As I bend on my knees, I cry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I wanna say sorry, love, sorry, love. I've never been a good man when it comes to relationships. I've been sinking the ships. I wanna say sorry, love, sorry, love. I've been sinking the ships in my life. Ladies come and ladies go. I need a woman to fill my soul. I don't know, I don't know. I cannot do it alone. Is there a university where I can study love? I want to learn the right way to give somebody love. No materialistic, no one, no sugar daddy love. I've been falling, now I guess I should be standing up. I'm not talking about no sister or brotherly love. I need a woman close to me to come then hug me up. I just happiness, me no want no one to bug me up. Let us share the precious moments, time is running out. Love is care, love is fair. Love is not pain, no, love is not fear. Love is the pretty little things that we do for one another, regardless of the weather. I wanna say sorry, love, sorry, love. I've never been a good man when it comes to relationships. I've been sinking the ships. I wanna say sorry, love, sorry, love. I've never been a good man when it comes to relationships. I've been sinking the ships. Love is a give and take. Them check and take, them never give, them just devastate. I look at it, my heart a bleed, I say I'll never date. They use you once and rubbish you like a paper plate, but no, them not regret. I cry. Love is coming like a fire. It will warm up your heart or it will burn it. Don't raise expectations higher. Don't give them trust, make sure them are fit. End it, end it, end it. In love there are two things, bodies and words. Learn it, learn it. I don't know why we don't get it. Sorry love, sorry love. I've never been a good man when it comes to relationships. I've been sinking the ships. I wanna say sorry, love, sorry, love. I've never been a good man.
As we continue with today's show. And as I promised, there's someone that I invited to the studio to just speak about the new album and the show that happened over the weekend. And I'll ask my guests to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Tej Tenor, and I'm just a humongous enjoyer of Winky D's music and the whole Afro-reggae sound, and I've been a fan for a long time, so I think there's no one better to give critique or at least information on or context to what recently occurred with his live show performance or his latest release.
Oh, thank you, Ted, for joining us on this show. So we had Tatia Tatia that happened this weekend, and of course, the first controversial thing that happened with Winky D was the outfit that Winky D wore to the show. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, that was a very bold creative decision by Winky D to wear what seemed like a goat outfit. Yeah, it was a coat with really bold, what seemed to be goat horns, which kind of resembles satanic imagery, referring to like the Baphomet imagery. Some people saying it's goat imagery. And, you know, a lot of people around the internet are coming up with all sorts of theories of how they're interpreting it or how it means this or it means that. But yeah, it's sparking a lot of conversations.
Oh, yeah, it is indeed. And I also had my mixed reactions to that, because I think Winky D loves to push boundaries. So I'm thinking, has he pushed boundaries or has he literally crossed the line with his outfit, taking into consideration that, you know, as African, we are very spiritual and religious people, and the spiritual thinking sort of drives how we think about people and how we perceive someone.
Yeah, it is a very bold decision. And I think one thing we've known, or we're well aware of Winky D, is that everything he does when it comes to his art and the way he presents himself to the public is always intentional. We see that how, you know, reclusive he is with his personal life. He really likes to let the music and his art speak for himself. So I'm pretty sure everything that was on the stage, from the design, from the theme, and to even his outfits, which I always, you know, bring out conversations, was intentional. And yeah, that is the question, like, is it pushing it too far? And I think that really depends on who you ask, because, you know, art is meant for interpretation, and there's a million ways you can interpret it. There's no, like, this is the right way, this is the wrong way. You can see it any way you'd like to see it. And I think he's well aware of how his fans and the general public might see or view it.
Oh, thank you, Ted, for that. So as we continue, we will play another song from Winky D's album, and it's called Desperate Situations. Have you listened to this song, Ted, or do you have any thoughts about it?
Yes, I have listened to this song. This is one of my favorite of this release. I think I really like the sonic palette. I really like the reggae sound he's really leaning on this song, and the passion and the emotion he's putting into this song, just like he does on other songs. But on this album in particular, I think he really is convicted to share this message, not only to his fans, the ones in Zimbabwe, but, you know, Africa as a whole.
Yeah, it looks like when I was listening to a little bit of it, he's going this very pan-Africanism kind of a message, when we've known him to be a social commentator, and he's kept it mostly local. But in this case, because the album is called Hello Africa, and it looks like he has gone in that direction.
Yes, he is. He is. He's trying to speak to the entirety of Africa, not just Zimbabweans, not just the people struggling. He's trying to speak. He wants this to be a statement piece to the continent and, you know, everybody from it. And I think, you know, with this release, the Pan-Africanism is a really huge theme in it. It's a really huge theme. And I think this is where he's drawing a lot of inspiration into the songs. You know, a lot of Winky D has always, you know, tried to speak up for those who don't have voices,
yep.
You know, but I think a main theme that's driving, I think, the inspiration for this project was, you know, the Pan-Africanism identity, you know, rejecting the ideals that were forced on, you know, colonized nations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, in this project, that was the main theme. And it's a central theme throughout the entire project.
Yeah. So anyway, in terms of the album, you know, I looked at it and it does look like it's gone the more mature route. And I don't know whether the outfit might ruin the album for him or might make the album for him. You know, he's that guy who try anything. And we will only play those two songs from the album for now, and we'll play music from other artists. Thank you so much, Ted, for joining us on this show and just sharing your thoughts about this new album by Zimbabwean artist Winky D called Hello Africa.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and I hope that, you know, other artists will take a page from his book, not exactly in, you know, the way he chooses to express himself, but the way he chooses to at least push the boundaries and mm-hmm. not be afraid to push his art regardless of what people may think.
Yeah, that was really a bold thing to do, because I'm honestly thinking he might end up getting cancelled.
Nah, you can't cancel me, Kitty.
All right, thank you, Ted, right, and you. Let's enjoy the song Desperate Situation.
Sinking in mud, them sell out just to get a reward. I'm like, Moses, better give me the rod. I lead millions and millions. I now go change like a million. I'm on a one in a million. Wise up, get a youth, is just a game of dominion. Me not giving, giving. No piece of silver can spoil my meditation.
The best African music, right here on the African Renaissance.
Oh, scriptures. You look so beautiful, so beautiful and so innocent. I did not know that behind that beauty lies the true colors that will destroy me in the near future.
It's the African Renaissance with Mercy.
Mercy. Yeah, yeah. We are going to hear, ladies and gentlemen. For the union of so long,
so long.
Ha! That is Mercy.
Happy.
Mr. Hello. Kennedy, take it.
Dreams of brighter day.
Let
in
them know.
In their way.
And your baby.
In their way.
Sure.
Darotam chato wangu newe banga pana nitete banga varipo vachiti pazvipo indarotam chato skana wangu newe banga pana nitete banga varipo vachiti pazvipo sekuru vakanda wardrop gogo vakanda chito. Pano pane love non-stop. People pane.
just tap your foot. Move that body. It's the African Renaissance with Mercy.
Watcha. Mari wanj pomkana. Opana pancha fura hapa. Ulundi wuna se pasina. Undi bata se napa. Pangwindini dimnyama. Pangwindini dini jamba.
Presenting the African Renaissance Show. Catch me at the same time, 6 p.m. on Tuesday every fortnight. To listen to a podcast for this show, you can go to our website, plains.org.nz, and check out the African Renaissance Show. To request for your favorite African music, kindly email me on info@plains.org.nz. Natenda Nyabonga.